We've talked about the growing din of a possible boycott around the Beijing Olympic Games in 2022. Well, today's Washington Post editorial calls for an economic action against the Games with the headline, "Companies Must Boycott the Beijing Olympics." I fully anticipate more around this story in the days ahead. That's on WashingtonPost.com. Today's editorial from the editorial board calling for an economic boycott of the Beijing Olympics. This is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Friday, April 2nd, going into a holiday weekend. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well and ready for the weekend. I know I am. Let's start with baseball's opening day, which was yesterday. There were 13 games played. The much-anticipated opening day game between the Nationals and the Mets in D.C. was postponed Thursday because of coronavirus concerns. That certainly muted the excitement in our nation's capital, which is a great baseball market. Three Nationals players have now tested positive this week, and a start for the Nationals is uncertain as of this morning. Meanwhile, rain yesterday postponed the Orioles-Red Sox game till today, so those teams will have their openers on Friday. But there were 13 games, and while there was limited capacity at ballparks, the images and the vibe was positive. The buzz was noticeable, and it is reflected in the media coverage. Everywhere you look, there are some images of fans at ballparks, and it's very, very positive. Let's look at some of the numbers yesterday. The Rockies in the snow in Colorado had the highest attendance. They had an announced crowd of just over 20,000 at Coors Field. Some other strong numbers in Anaheim, they had more than 13,000. At Yankee Stadium, they had nearly 11,000 fans. In California, at the Oakland Coliseum, they had 10,500 fans for the A's opener against the Astros. And in Chicago, they had more than 10,000 fans at Wrigley Field for the Cubs home opener against the Pirates. So some solid numbers yesterday. I anticipate those numbers will continue to grow as more and more fans return to the ballpark. But all in all, a good positive start for baseball. We have to keep our eye, though, on the national situation. Let's shift to the NFL because big news broke yesterday. Genius Sports has unseated incumbent Sports Radar as the exclusive distributor of NFL data to sportsbooks. It's a six-year deal. It's a global deal. Sources valued it at $120 million a year, with half of that to be paid through equity in Genius Sports for the NFL. So that deal is significant because it's six times the $20 million a year that Sports Radar had been paying. It also marks a big move forward for the NFL as the league looks to work with Genius Sports to develop multiple products that allow sports books to offer a range of bets during games. So the NFL said it was very intrigued by the innovation at Genius Sports. They think that they'll be able to develop a number of various games for fans to bet. And so the NFL, Genius, very bullish on this deal. Remember, Genius also has distribution deals with the NBA, EPL, MLB, among others. So a big deal yesterday for the NFL, really cashing in on its agreement with Genius Sports. As we head into the Final Four weekend, it's good to be Learfield IMG College because all eight of the schools in the men's and women's Final Four have at least some of their rights with Learfield IMG College. And the women's side, Arizona, UConn, South Carolina, all with the multimedia rights holder. Stanford does manage most of its rights in-house, but Learfield IMG College does sell some national deals for the Cardinal. On the men's side, Learfield IMG College has full rights to Baylor, Houston, UCLA, and Gonzaga. So Learfield IMG College in good position as the Final Four starts this weekend. Staying with college basketball, three of the college players at the center of the hashtag not NCAA property movement, that's Michigan's Isaiah Livers, Iowa's Jordan Bohannon, and Rutgers' Geo Baker, met with NCAA President Mark Emmert yesterday. They asked the NCAA to adopt a temporary waiver that would allow athletes to make money from endorsement deals next year, while more permanent name, image, and likeness decisions are made. Of course, Emmert had no commitment to that. He listened to the players. But another key storyline that came out of the meeting was more controversy for Mark Emmert, because the players said they asked for several of their female counterparts to be included in the meeting, but that Emmerich declined to meet with anyone other than the three men who really he saw as leaders of the movement. Now, later, Emmerich refuted this through an NCAA spokesperson, and the NCAA also provided a copy of the letter that Emmerich sent to the players before the meeting that indicated he would be willing to meet with female athletes as well. So obviously now we have two sides to this story, but the bottom line for me, it seems whatever news there is around Mark Emmerich these days has a number of storylines to it, and there's always some controversy attached to this. So Mark Emmerich remains in the news, and this has continued really since the start of the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament, and really in the news for not the best of reasons. So keep your eye on this story as it continues to develop. And finally, I like this sponsorship deal. We can all use a little bit more calmness in our life, right? Well, meditation app Calm has signed on as a corporate sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Portland Trailblazers in a deal that was brokered through Oakview Group's Arena Alliance. You will see the deal starting tonight as the Blazers will host the Bucks. And the idea behind the sponsorship is perfect, is to associate calm with stressful in-game moments. So you'll see reminders of the sponsorship during very high tense moments in a game. It could be through logo placements. It could be around the 24-second shot clock. It could be around buzzer beaters. But the whole thing is to stress the feeling of calm around very stressful moments. The marketing program will last through the NBA playoffs. It could be expanded to other teams. Now, this is not Calm's first NBA marketing investment. Remember, they brought on LeBron James as an endorser in 2019. But Calm becoming a corporate sponsor of the Bucks and the Trailblazers, I think that's a pretty unique activation and sponsorship deal. So that is your morning buzzcast today. There's no closing bell today on Friday. There will be no weekend wrap on Sunday. I wish everybody a very happy Easter, a happy Passover. I'm Abe Matcor. Stay safe, stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.